Hey, good morning. It's Saturday morning, January the 26th. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Saturday being a day of prayer, I do want to just pray for you and do share with you the fact that the Lord does care for you. So today I want to use an event from earlier in my life to encourage you to pray. Almost 37 years ago, my mom started a daily walking routine. My dad had a heart attack, and after his open heart surgery, the doctor suggested they begin a walking routine. They did that, and what my mom began in the summer of 1982, she still continues. Now that she's 85, she doesn't walk every day, but she still goes to the Life Center, tries to go about 3 times a week for water aerobics and swimming. Her routine of physical exercise has benefited her greatly for the last 37 years. So today I want to encourage you that you can begin a daily routine of spiritual exercise, and it will benefit you for the rest of your life. So as I've said, I want Saturday to be about prayer. I've asked you to send prayer requests, and I have received a few. Again, if you would like for me to pray for a situation or for you, you can send those by either by text if you already have my number or by email. Again, my email is bromark@foothills.net. That's bromark@foothills.net. I would be glad to pray for your situation. I know prayer, as we have a day of prayer, can be lengthy, but I want you to understand that God cares for you, and even if you didn't send me your situation, if you will believe with me as I pray for these other things, if you will believe with me in prayer about your situation, God hears that prayer and God will answer that prayer. So let's pray. Today, Lord, we bow our head to you, thanking you for that we know that you are the sovereign God. We know that you are God Almighty. We know that you are the God who covers your people. You are the God of all comfort and peace. We know this is your world. We know that you are the righteous judge. God, we thank you that we know that you have a purpose for this world. We thank you that you have given us insight into that. God, we thank you that you are accomplishing that purpose. In one day, we know that every knee will bow to your lordship. So God, knowing this, we thank you that you brought a temporary solution to the government shutdown. Lord, we began praying in earnest this week that you would open the government, and a resolution was found. God, we do not know how this fits into your eternal plan for this world, but our prayer is that you would bring repentance to this country, that our hearts would turn to you. God, I know a state in our country voted to kill even more babies this week. I know hearts are hardened from, and they don't understand how tragic this is. God, I pray that you would help us as your people and help us to stand for what is right. God, I can't ask for forgiveness because the killings will continue, but I can ask for mercy. God, I ask for mercy for our country. God, I ask that you would help us to know the situation that our country's in, that our country is no longer a country who follows you. I pray, God, that people would see they need you in their lives. God, all I can ask you to do is that you would allow your people to use this event as a witness to the brokenness of our world and to share with others their need for forgiveness. Lord, we have so many on our hearts today who need prayer. Lord, we know that there are so many that are dealing with extended illnesses. We pray for them. Lord, there are so many who are not only have extended illnesses, but Lord, they've just been diagnosed with sickness this week. And if we mentioned every person who is dealing with a sickness, Lord, we could pray for hours. This week, Lord, I've heard of one with a new diagnosis of cancer. The information I've received, I think it's in their lungs, in their bones, and in their lymph nodes. Lord, also that one that has that diagnosis, their father has been diagnosed with double pneumonia. Lord, I pray for them. I pray for their physical healing. Lord, I also pray that they know you in forgiveness of sins. I pray they know the only hope of eternal life is in the finished work of your Son, Jesus. Lord, this week I've also been made aware of someone who has kidney stones. They've been hospitalized and had those stones removed. But God, they're also septic. Lord, I pray the IV antibiotics will be effective in curing that infection. Lord, another one that I know has been dealing with kidney stone issues, they have an extended infection, hospitalized numerous times because of that. I pray for them. Lord, there's another that has a new diagnosis of high blood pressure. They're being sent for a scan to check for stenosis of the arteries and the kidneys. I pray there is no stenosis and that the medication for blood pressure will resolve the blood pressure issue. Lord, this week I've also been made aware of families dealing with issues, families dealing with job situations, families dealing with loss of loved ones and everyday circumstances. Lord, there are families who are just beginning to be families who need your wisdom. Lord, there are young adults who need to learn how to trust you in their lives. Lord, I pray that not only these, but many other would understand what the psalmist says in Psalm 5:11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. So help your people to trust in you and to rejoice when they do. Lord, finally I come to you asking you to meet the greatest need in our world, the need of salvation. Lord, every time I ask for prayer request on Wednesday night at church, the most frequent request that I have from your people is that we would pray for their lost family members. Lord, not only are people asking for requests for prayer for their lost family, but they're asking for requests to know how to deal or to share the gospel with them. Lord, we know the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Lord, we know the content of the gospel is not difficult. It's simply the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ died on the cross to bear our sins. We know that's simple. However, Satan has caused us to think that sharing the gospel is difficult. Lord, forgive us of our lack of faith and burden. Lord, show us the way to sharing the gospel. Help us to share gospel conversations with others. Lord, for the sake of your souls, of your people, Lord, your sheep are out there. Help us to share the gospel message which will bring your sheep into the fold. Help us to love the lost enough to pray for them. Lord, we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your love for us, and we thank you that you ask us to bring our petitions before you. And God, there are many out there today who are listening to this that have prayers on their heart. Lord, I pray that you will answer those. Give wisdom, give strength, give understanding, forgiveness, mercy, peace, whatever it is, Lord. We know that you supply our need according to your riches and glory. And so I pray that whatever is on the hearts of your people today, that, Lord, you would answer those prayers. Once again, thank you that I could come to you in prayer today. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. What a week we've had. I pray it's been a blessing for you. And until Monday morning, we pray that you go to God's house, you have a good day of worship tomorrow, and that God be with you. Have a good day. Hey, choose joy too. It's a never-ending thing. Don't give up on choosing joy in your life. Bye.